Life is full of what-ifs, some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hello, and welcome to Ask a Clean Person, the podcast on Acast. I'm Jolie Kerr, a cleaning expert, advice columnist, and author of the New York Times bestselling book, My Boyfriend Barfed in My Handbag, and Other Things You Can't Ask Martha. You should send your questions about cleaning or anything else, really, to joliekerr@gmail.com. You guys, Kristen Lee, the queen of Jalopnik,
Hello, it's so good to be back.
It is so good to have you back. It has been a really, really long time since you've been here.
I know.
You've left me with the other Jalopniks who don't know things.
Oh.
I know. This is why I need you back, because you know the things. You also have brought a buddy along today. Justin Westbrook is also here for his first clean cast. Welcome,
hello,
Justin.
Very Hi. Happy to be here.
The teen of Jalopnik.
I am questionably clean.
We got the teen and the queen of Jalopnik.
Yep.
Teen queens.
That's right. you guys, I got to tell you something. I am recording this episode in a pair of wet underpants and not in the good way.
Oh, I was about to say nice.
Aren't we all?
For the second week in a row, it has rained torrentially when I've been on my walk to the studio. I am a little cranky about it. I know that nothing can help the weather. It is what it is. But I am cranky. I am cold. I am in a very, very, very wet dress. I'm sitting on a pile of paper towels right now because that's how wet I am. Because of that, I am not going to record Chip Chat with Justin and Kristen this week. I have chips, but I can't. I'm going to get hypothermia, you guys. So I will record my own bonus episode for the patrons this weekend when I'm in a pair of dry underpants, which will serve as a reminder that I do offer bonus episodes and all sorts of other cool rewards to my premium subscribers. If you would like to help underwrite my show and listen to Chip Chat, which might be just me eating chips and chatting with myself this week, go become an Ask a Clean Person the Podcast patron. To do that, go to patreon.com/askacleanperson to help support my show. You guys, also, it was brought to my attention today that a woman out there did not know that you could wash baseball caps. She's been throwing her husband's dirty baseball caps away all these years, and she happened to stumble on a tweet about my show, about the hat episode that we just did. You need to tell your friends about this weird little cleaning show. Our landfills are being overflowing with dirty baseball caps because people don't know you can wash them.
There's going to be turtles coughing up baseball caps. Don't do it.
That's right.
Everything is theoretically washable.
That's
everything.
Right. Kristen
is right. My parents would be divorced if my mom threw away all my dad's baseball caps.
Yeah. Listen, save marriages.
Yep.
Save the turtles.
Yep.
Save Jolie's show. Go tell a friend about the show. Grab their phone. Subscribe them to it. You don't even need their permission. Just do it.
Do it while they're in the bathroom.
Tell a friend.
You're reading their text messages anyway.
That's right.
Like going through their camera roll.
That's right. Swipe right on a few Tinder cards for them too. All right. While you're subscribing, smash a 5-star rating button. Hey, yeah. Tell the people that you love this show so much. All right, you guys. We got the gang from Jalopnik here. I bet you can guess what we're going to talk about today.
Turtles?
We've done that already.
Yeah, that's checked off.
Turtles. We're going to talk about cars. It's summer road trip season.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of good stuff happening. We have a great first question, mostly because it's just going to tee Kristen up to rant.
Mm.
And I love it when Kristen rants. It makes me really genuinely so happy. I'm going to have Justin read the first question from Ashley. You could do a little Ashley voice.
Okay.
Ashley.
I don't think I should.
Oh, you're right. Maybe that's...
Yeah. I also have such a beautiful radio voice. So.
You know, okay. It's actually pretty good, Justin.
Yeah.
It's
I'm just listening to myself talk, which I do anyway, but it actually sounds really good in a pair of
headphones. But you're both within and without your head.
Yeah, wow.
In this situation.
That is so deep. Okay. Oh, it went. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
All right. Ashley asks, Hi, Jolie. Thank you so much for helping me save my brand new Ann Taylor skirt yesterday when I spilled cranberry juice all over it.
You're welcome.
Thanks to you and your podcast, I knew to hand wash it in the sink with a little detergent right away and was able to keep the stain from setting. So thank you. Thank you,
You're
Joel.
Welcome. I bet one of Ashley's friends told her about Ask a Clean Person the podcast.
Yeah, save your hats, people.
And she was able to save her skirt.
I'm floored by that.
Okay, Ashley's question is this. Why should I wash my car? I live in the Boston metro area, and in the summer, the rain typically washes away most dirt and grime. And in the winter, it snows so often that it doesn't feel worth it to wash in between snowstorms. Deep sigh. That was Kristen, everybody. She's spooling up. And paying $11 for a car wash seems like a lot. However, my car is filthy after the most recent nor'easter, and I'm wondering if I'm harming it by not washing it. Does the grime wear away the paint? Have I already damaged it if I haven't washed it since June? And if so, how do I fix it and maintain it in the future? Thanks again.
It's been a year?
I guess.
Girl.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So
this is a judgment-free zone, except for when Kristen
except
Lee is
for that.
Here.
I'm just going to
open Kristen up by saying that washing your car is the easiest form of preventative maintenance for
it really is.
Anything metallic that you need to hopefully survive for a long time.
Yeah.
That's really what I would open with. Yeah. So thank you for
doing
that.
No.
That's perfect because... So your car is like a big piece of metal, right? And when it's dirty, you clean it naturally. But then you think, oh, the rain is just washing it off. There's no soap in rain. So it can't take off any of the dirt, grime, and bird shit that built up in your car. And bird shit is acidic. Mm-hmm. So it will like eat through the clear coat. And eventually when that clear coat is gone, you're going to start getting rust.
Yeah.
That's like the worst thing that's going to happen.
Bugs are also acidic. Yeah.
And also rain. Rain is not that clean.
Right.
No, it's all
dirt.
It's all
bad. I was going to say that too, that like... environmental, like if you're in the country,
yeah,
then yes, probably the rain is
your
like
skin is beautiful
fresh
and...
rainwater. If you're Jolie and you're soaked in rainwater from downtown New York City, you're sitting in acid rain. My flesh is being eaten away by my Old Navy tent dress right now. Yes.
So, yeah, that's the most important thing you can do to protect your car from rust, because rust is the probably one of the worst things that can happen to your car, because rust does not go away. Rust is like automotive cancer. Mm-hmm. So once your car starts rusting, it's very, very hard to keep just to stop it. And it can lead to structural problems. It can lead to holes, all kinds of terrible things. So in the winter, especially if you live in Boston, there's going to be a lot of salt on the roads. And salt and winter leads to like super fast rusting because of the salt. It helps like corrode the paint and the metal and everything like that. So in the winter, it's generally, well, depending on like how heavy you use your car, it's generally advised that you want to wash your car pretty often and make sure to get the undercarriage spray, because a lot of people will neglect washing the underside of their car because they don't see it. And that's kind of where the rust starts to build up. So when you put it, you take it to the mechanic shop and they lift it up, the underside is all rust and, you know, your floor pans are going to fall away or different components of your exhaust are going to rust out. So it's important in the winter to get that undercarriage spray. And in the summer, wash off all
the... One quick thing also about the undercarriage spray in the winter is that that's also where the majority of the road salt is going to go.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
It's going to kick up from the road onto the undercarriage of your car and start corroding that portion of it out. So if you're not cleaning that because you don't see it, you're just like... It's like a double whammy.
Yeah.
So whether you take your car into a car wash, which we're going to talk about in the second segment, it's going to be just a lot of ranting. I'm so excited. Or you do it yourself. Really do make sure that you are like getting underneath the car and really giving it a good rinse. I mean, at the very least, a hosing off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Even a hosing off is better than nothing.
Yeah.
In the summer, you want to wash it off because it, as we said, builds up bird poop and bugs. And sap from the trees.
Yep.
And
sap
and
is very common.
Pollen.
Yeah.
All that stuff you want to get off.
Yeah.
There's nothing more satisfying than just spraying your car off and like all the green sludge sliding down.
Yeah.
It's very satisfying.
And then you start sneezing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't go outside during those months. but the objective here is to protect the clear coat of your car, which is the paint that they put on, because on top of the bare sheet metal, they put on a layer of clear coat, and that's what protects it from the elements. And once that clear coat is gone, your sheet metal is exposed to the air, and then it will oxidize and rust more quickly. So that's the idea. So yeah, $11 here and there, maybe once a week, once every 2 weeks, does sound like it builds up, but I feel like that's probably cheaper than, I don't know, getting an entire body panel replaced in a
Absolutely.
Few years, which is thousands of dollars. Body work is really, really expensive.
Yeah.
It's going to help you a little bit on resale value if you're looking to sell it in the future.
Yeah, that's the other thing.
Rust is like the biggest.
That's the other thing. It's actually, I don't know what the statistic is, but if you have a cleaner car in your ad, in your car ad, it will, you can actually charge a little more for it. Mm-hmm. Like, it will increase the value by maybe like a few hundred to like a couple thousand dollars if you have a clean car.
Mm-hmm. And then even just in your daily life, cleaning your car is like sort of self-care in a way, because it's gonna, you're gonna feel better about this expensive purchase in your life.
Yeah,
because it's gonna look good.
Yeah, I was just
gonna,
gonna say,
feel
like,
good.
Also, like, are we gonna mention the part where it just like looks better?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
then you look more baller in your car.
Mm-hmm.
You spent
new.
A lot of money on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
yeah.
Like that 2008, you know, Corolla, and you put a little bit of like the wheel shine on it. Hell yeah, it pops.
It does pop, and then it would actually. I feel it. So this is a philosophical idea of mine. I don't know if this is true or not, but I feel like when your car is cleaner, people around it, including your friends and family, tend to treat it a little nicer.
Because mm-hmm.
if you pull up in a shit box and it's gross and the inside is all dirty, they won't feel as bad as making a mess in it, or they're a little more careless about it. But when you pull up and your car is very clean, it's very meticulously cared for, people notice and they say, oh, maybe I shouldn't, you know, be a total shithead when I'm in this vehicle.
Right. Like, I'm not going to, like, kick my feet up on their dashboard.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or, like, drop this like McDonald's bag on the floor.
Yeah, right. Because there's like, no other trash there to blend it in. There's already a sea of trash there.
Which, all like, guys, stop littering in your cars.
That too. Oh, that's gross. That's how you get roaches.
In the car?
Yeah, oh yeah, that's a thing. If people who have like, unfortunately, it's like people who have hoarding problems that leave a lot of like food stuff in their car. They get like, there's like roaches. Like,
I mean,
that's
it makes total sense. I don't know why I'm surprised by it. I mean, we've talked about vermin in cars before.
Oh no, roaches
been
are
on the
thing.
Show. We had the so one time when Kristen was here, we did an episode about like a rat invasion.
Yeah,
remember that one?
And there's like the mice in the engine bay.
Like, so bad.
Also, in some areas of the country, bears. If you keep,
bears,
if you leave food
totally,
and shit in your
yeah.
car.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
Bears can open doors.
They absolutely can open doors.
And
yes.
Not
yes.
in your professional life. I'm talking about car doors.
Yeah.
It's bad news.
It's always
it's
a Subaru,
news,
too. Like,
yeah,
there's no
always
reason. It's always a Subaru.
There's probably about 15 articles on Jalopnik about bears breaking into Subarus.
I know. I don't know what it, like, Subarus are just like bear bait or something. I don't know.
Well,
I was going to say, the Subaru demographics are very curious.
I don't know. Maybe it's because all the Subarus are in, like, Wyoming.
I feel like that might also just be it. That, like,
a regional.
Yeah, it's a regional thing.
If all the cars are Subarus, then, of course, the bears are going to be breaking into Subarus.
True. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's talk about... We're going to talk about car washes and versus doing your own, and I'm going to let Kristen rant about that in the second segment. But before we do that, I want you to give people the basics of washing their own car. Like, what, you know, how long is this going to take? What are the steps they should take? What's the order of operations? Because we haven't talked about that in a long time in the show, and I think it's worth revisiting.
So a basic wash is actually pretty fast. It'll probably take like half hour to 45 minutes if you're like really in depth about it.
Yeah, you guys, it's going to be 20 to 30 minutes if you're a normal person.
Okay, yeah, mm-hmm.
Kristen
yeah, you're right. No, you're right. So there's a few things you need to keep in mind. The first is top to bottom. Always spray top to bottom, soap top to bottom, and dry top to bottom.
Thank
because
you.
You don't want to like dry and soap something on the bottom and then do a beautiful job and then rinse all of the dirt from top back down to bottom, then you have to do the whole thing over again. So that's just cheating yourself.
Makes sense.
So the first thing you want to do is wet the car with...
Work in sections.
Try not to work in like direct sunlight because the sun will dry the water and the suds to the car and kind of...
You get all
it.
The soap spots.
Yeah. It's kind of nasty.
Yeah. Then you'll have a spotty looking car.
Yeah.
And it's terrible. And
sure. People will leave McDonald's bags on your floors.
Your date will judge you.
And the bears will come and get it. And
you
it'll
won't
just
get
all
that
be
promotion.
Over.
And then you get made fun of on Ask a Clean Person. It's a terrible thing. Just wash your cars.
Just wash your cars.
So you want to take a garden hose like any standard garden hose will do. So you're going to wet the car down. And then you're going to... So a lot of people advocate for the two bucket system, which is like you have two buckets, one of like soapy water and one of like clean water. I never use the two bucket system because maybe I'm bad. But you want to make sure you have car wash soap. And that is something I kind of swear on because some people will wash their car with like dish soap.
Don't do it.
That will take the wax off your car. And that's bad. And car
soap, you're gonna have to re-wax.
Yeah, car
which
soap,
is fine. I mean, you can re-wax the car. Waxing a car is not rocket science.
It takes a little more elbow grease.
But it takes more time and it takes more work if you're going to do it. It just adds another step. Like, that is going to be the thing that bumps your car washing from a 20-minute endeavor to a 45-minute endeavor.
3 hours.
It doesn't take 3 hours to wax a car. I wax the car.
I wash, and then I spray detail, and then I clay bar, and then I wax.
Yeah, Kristen...
Crazy. There's a lot of steps in there people don't need to do.
Normal person detailing versus Kristen detailing.
Normal, just make sure you get car soap. It's not that expensive. You can find it on the internet. Car soap has probably some kind of chemical or additive in it that protects clear coat and wax and is specialized. So don't use dish soap. Don't use, like, laundry detergent. All soaps are not created equal.
Mm-hmm. No, they're not. And
I would also say for the normal person, like, speaking from experience with my parents, use a clean sponge. Don't use the sponge that's been on the floor of the garage for 6 months and is, like, full of pine straw and leaves and bugs and rocks.
Yes.
Like,
clean sponge.
That is
pretty obvious, but I have to say it because...
No, it's important to
say. No, it is important.
Which I was actually going to chime in with the two-bucket thing. The reason that people use a two-bucket system is they use a bucket to rinse the sponge in between passes, partly to rinse out the soap, but more importantly, to rinse out dirt and other debris that the sponge has picked up. Because if you keep going over your car and the sponge has a tiny little rock in it, mm-hmm. I can probably guess what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. You're going to scratch your paint.
Yeah.
So it's really important to use a new or at least clean sponge.
Mm-hmm.
Or rinse, you know, if you're using an old one, rinse it out really, really well before you start. If you do notice that you're picking up a lot of dirt, and this isn't just like gravel and stuff. I mean, actual dirt, even though it's fine, it's still dirt. Mm. It has a grit to it.
Yeah, it's tiny rocks.
Yeah, they're tiny rocks. Exactly. So it'll scratch the car. So it's important to be rinsing your sponge as you're going so that you're not creating more damage on the car.
And we're not talking about these, like, deep valleys of scratches. Like, over time, you see cars that have the swirls.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, what that is those are scratches because of someone used a dirty sponge or, like, you know, they ate lunch on their hood or something. But, like, that's what happens is... Like, you slowly diminish the surface of the paint, and then, like, you don't get that luster of the color and stuff anymore, and your car looks old.
Yeah. And then Justin, Jolie, and Kristen are like,
wow.
Yeah, you used a dirty sponge to clean that car, didn't you?
Mm-hmm, you were careless. And, like, the sponge is cheap. They sell, there's, like, a whole section at Target and on Amazon that just sells specialized car sponges and car soaps.
Yeah.
Really
and
easy
they're
to
cheap.
Find.
The car soaps are, like, $8 for a huge
thing. It will last you a lifetime. It will last you your whole life.
Yeah,
you only need a little bit per bucket.
Yeah.
You can even have those gloves. If you're like a glove person, you know, you can get weird with it and like actually rub your car down.
Oh,
like
have the glove sponge.
A glove sponge.
Get weird with it.
Yeah.
I mean,
we're all about getting weird with it on Ask a Clean Person the podcast. So
if you're a normal person and you're washing your car in your driveway in the summer, your shirt is going to come off. Like that's just what happens.
Oh, I've done it in a bathing suit.
Yeah, you get soaking wet, and then eventually you're just like Jolie right now. You know, she's soaking wet over there.
Yeah, I just go wash some cars.
Yeah, you're already wet.
I love washing cars, actually.
It's fun. It's very therapeutic.
It's so fun.
We have people on staff who are like, I never wash my car. I'm like...
I know those people.
I have nothing to say to you.
And I shame them.
Nothing to say to you.
I've washed their cars.
I remember that, yeah. Mm.
I've washed their cars.
Where were we?
Okay.
Well, we've soaped. We want to rinse.
Yep.
So rinse everything off nice and good. And then you have to dry. So drying is important because you don't want to leave your car wet. Like more exposure to water is increasing your chances of rust and things like that. So you want to dry it off really well. You can dry it off with a normal towel, although I would advise against it because I don't know if you've noticed this, like maybe you're cleaning like a glass surface in your house or something. But if you wipe a normal like towel, it leaves kind of like cotton fibers on the surface, and like that's not really ideal either. So when you dry,
it's called lint,
the technical term.
Lint.
So for that, we are going to probably go towards my favorite automotive tool of all time, which is the microfiber towel.
Yay!
They are made of magic and witchcraft. I don't know what is in them.
Amazing.
I use them for. I use them to wash my face too.
They're great.
Everything.
They're so good.
Everything. So get yourself some microfiber towels. These are towels that are designed to pick up little pieces of grit and also leave nothing behind. Super important for a high polished surface, high shine surface, like your car. And after that, you should be done. Just make sure you dry in the door jams also because some water likes to collect there.
Yeah, I was just going to ask, do you advocate for the like haul ass around the block after you've washed the car to like get all the water out of the
channels? Yeah, I do that.
And stuff?
Yeah. Honestly, if you can swing it, wind power is your best power. Yeah. So I used to date this guy whose dad had an air compressor in the garage. So we would just turn that on, like the industrial size air compressor.
Amazing.
So we would just turn that on and just blow dry the whole car.
Kristen, do you know that I got a power duster that can blow dry things?
Really?
Do you want to try it on your car?
Yes.
It has like all these cool attachments that are meant for cars, interior and exterior.
That's amazing.
Let's power dust your car. I mean, your car has no dust. Let's power dust Balaban.
Yeah, let's power dust his car. Yeah. I mean, maybe we could power dust mine. There was one time I got a lot of dust into mine. I never fully got it out. I was just been kind of using a toothbrush and like Q-tips and a vacuum trying to like.
Oh, let's get power all dust it. Out. That'll be a fun summer project.
Yeah, it'll be great.
Yeah, fine. Okay. I'll slap a gelatinous sticker on it like I have on my orbital buffer. I'll have a whole suite of power tools for cleaning cars.
I love the wind power. The less you can touch your car when you have it, the better because that just gets rid of so much risk of scratching it.
Yeah. Before we kick to break, I want to say a quick thing about microfiber. One of the great things about microfiber cloth is that they're really, really cheap and they will last basically forever. So you can launder them and reuse them, but there are two things you need to know about laundering them. The first is you cannot use chlorine bleach with them. That like takes away a lot of their microfiber magic. So no chlorine bleach, and even more importantly, this is super, super, super important, you cannot use fabric softener. I'm coming for your fabric softener again. Mean old Jolie. You cannot use fabric softener of any kind. You can't use the liquid stuff. You can't use the dryer sheets. No fabric softener. The fabric softener, especially, even more so than the chlorine bleach, will completely ruin microfiber. You won't be able to use it. It won't work anymore.
It has some kind of...
It leaves a coating.
Isn't it like some kind of polarity that where it just picks up everything? Like, what is the technology? I don't even know what it is.
I mean...
It's a gift from NASA, right?
Like, trickle down has to be. Yeah. Trickle down tech.
It does have... Well, it has anti-static in it. And so it's in itself probably does have like picky, uppy properties to it, but the bigger thing is that it leaves a coating behind.
Right.
So like all of the good stuff that microfiber does in terms of wicking away those like tiny particles of dirt, not leaving lint behind, not leaving streaks behind, will be completely eradicated by the coating of fabric softener that you are leaving because you're laundering the rags wrong. So that's just that. But yeah, if you like take good care of your microfiber, you will be A-okay to use those forever. I bought like a huge thing when Balaban and I were doing the great car waxing experiment last year. I bought a big stack of Quickies microfiber cloths at Home Depot. It was like 24 of them for like $7.
Mm-hmm.
And like, yeah, you can use them for everything.
Do you dust your house with them? I dust my house with them.
No, I left them all with Balaban.
Oh, and so he's not using them.
No,
definitely not. They probably moved offices with you guys.
I hope they did. I'm going to look for them.
Go look for them. We might have pitched them. I kept the orbital buffer, and I gave him the microfiber. Yeah, I kept the power tools.
Of course.
That's a very even, you know, that's balanced.
Yeah, it's fair.
Yeah.
He wasn't going to use it. Come on, Balaban. All right, so this is a good time for us to take a quick break. Chris and Justin and I will be right back with more about how to clean your cars. This is Ask a Clean Person, the podcast.
Life is full of what-ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Welcome back to Ask a Clean Person, the podcast. I'm Jolie Kerr, and I'm joined by Kristen Lee and Justin Westbrook. We've been talking about cars and making fun of their boss.
He won't hear it.
No.
This This won't get out.
He's raising a baby. He doesn't have time to listen to us.
This is true.
Not that he would listen to us anyway.
All righty. So we have another question. This is actually, we feel like we might have a little mystery on our hands.
Ooh.
I'll have you read this question from Caroline.
Okay.
You can do this one too. You guys, there was a photo that came along with this one, which is really helpful. I sent it to Justin and Kristen so that they could see it. We're going to do our best to describe what it looked like, but let's read the question first.
Okay. Caroline writes, Dear Jolie, I'm a very clean person, and I loved your column. I feel like one of those statements is true. sorry, Caroline. No, don't mean that. I'm at a loss for how to clean the above. Well, below, but we'll get there. I think that the last time I took my car in to get washed, they neglected to wipe off whatever cleaner they used, and I didn't notice it for a few weeks. It's just on the passenger side door, which is why I didn't notice it. Now it's a sticky, hazy, creepy mess. I've tried turtle wax cleaner, a magic eraser, hot water, and alcohol. Please note, I always wash my own car, except for this one instance of weakness when I was pressed for time.
Just a woman after my own heart.
Yeah.
I have gone back to the car washing place, but since we are in the middle of a world record-setting series of rainstorms, the place is abandoned. That sounds really strange. Eternally grateful for any assistance. Thank you, Caroline.
All right, so the photo was of the door jamb on the passenger side. And
it's a black car, too.
Yeah, it's a black car, and it almost looked like it had car chicken pox. It was like white. It was like white spots on this car. They looked like a combination of a water spot and like soap residue to me.
Right. But had petrified or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I sent the photo along, and none of us could really completely identify what it was. And
so one photo of a mess that I feel like I need to touch it.
Yes.
I need to touch it.
We did get some information in that we know that it was sticky and we know that it was hazy. And it makes me wonder if it was a wax buildup sitch and not soap. Because the other thing is, like, the soap should have, if it was soap
is water soluble.
Right. It would have come off when she tried to wash it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And soap also, I mean, it will leave a little bit of a sticky film, but it won't leave like a sticky haze.
Mm-mm.
No.
So I suspect that what the buildup was some extra residue from when they waxed.
And if it's like one of those drive-through car washes, the wax they use is not the most high quality stuff. It's like meant to just be quick. They just spray it on and that's it. And real wax, what you're supposed to do is like rub it in. You're supposed to let it dry a little bit and then rub it in.
Yeah.
So I've accidentally left wax on my car and had not rubbed it in. And it was only for like a week, but it kind of did become like this hazy, like surface.
Okay.
But then I just took it off with the microfiber towel and it was fine because it was so little and it was very, very thin film. So I'm wondering if it's wax.
I feel like it is.
Okay.
I feel like that's maybe mixed with some runoff from the car soap.
Mm-hmm.
Even the hot water wouldn't take that off. That's so strange.
Yeah, it is strange.
Unless it's some other unidentified chemical.
We have like a little bit of a clean person mystery on our hands.
Well, because I was thinking like... unless it's like a brand new car, I was thinking like maybe glue from a seal, you know, that somehow got washed down into the door sill and settled. But if it's not a brand new car, first of all, that shouldn't be happening anyway.
No, that's indicative of a bigger problem that's happening.
Yeah. Or like perhaps it was there. I mean, I feel like she would have noticed it before the car wash, but perhaps.
Yeah,
it was,
I think this was a result of the car wash. Because also, if she said that she always washes her own car.
Yeah. Feel like
she would have definitely noticed.
She knows what that passenger door sill
exactly
looks like.
When you watch your own car, you know every single nick and dent on your car.
Yeah.
Like every single one.
Yeah.
So.
Is this something where you might introduce a blade? Like, like a very, you know, like a brand new out of the box razor, you know, up against just slowly.
That makes my soul
it's
itchy.
Never,
yeah, it makes me nervous. It makes me really nervous.
I don't like metal and clear coat.
Right.
Yeah.
Bad combination.
But like you would do it to remove like a window sticker, you know, like
glass is different though.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Is this like how desperate are we getting here?
Okay. So I have a couple ideas.
Okay.
So my first idea, and I ran this by Kristen and she was like, maybe.
I Googled it. Seems legit.
Yeah. My first idea was to try WD-40.
Oh.
I mean, first of all, we love WD-40.
Right.
And any
it's the lube of life.
It is the lube of life. I say that for a couple reasons. First of all, one time when Kristen was here, we had another kind of similar mystery, which was a listener who had a sticky door handle on the passenger side. And she was like, it's my husband's car and that's the side I get in. I know it's me. Mm. Like, and I was like, what about me? And like, she had tried all these things. She tried nail varnish remover, blah, blah, alcohol, and blah, blah. Nothing was hanging on. I was like, what about WD-40? And she tried it and that worked. And so I was like, okay, so maybe that'll work if we've got another kind of sticky mystery haze sitch.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that the WD-40 is a thing again. And then I thought also, I didn't say this to you in the email, because I like to keep you on your toes.
Oh, yeah. Do it.
I thought maybe that in concert with a Dobie pad might be good. Because the Dobie is an abrasive sponge that's non-scratch.
Mm.
So it's not going to scratch. Like, I wouldn't wash a car, the exterior of a car with a Dobie.
Right.
Just like a little in the door. First of all.
But also, we're talking about the door jam,
no
too.
One looks in there unless they're
us.
Me.
Right.
Yeah. I look in door jams.
Of course.
It tells me how much people keep up with their cleaning.
Exactly.
That could be good because then it just leaves, like, it has the space to collect, you know, the surface stuff. Like if you were to rub it
right,
really
exactly.
gently, like
yeah.
it's going to pick up stuff instead of just smear or
yeah,
squirt.
it just gives you like the Dobie just gives you like a little bit of extra scrubbing power.
Yeah.
Now the thing to know about WD-40 is that after you use it, it's really important to go back over the area that you used it on with a little bit of car soap to remove the WD-40 residue, because the WD-40 residue will cause like a whole set of problems on its mm-hmm. own, and you don't want to leave it hanging around and.
It will also probably eventually become a sticky mess.
Yes,
if you just
exactly.
leave it, so
that's fascinating.
But I think that's going to be the thing. Now, I don't know if WD-40 cuts through wax. So if it is indeed wax, I'm not
dish soap.
Totally sold. No, I
no.
We don't want to go there.
Wait, no. I have this is nuts, but I think this would work.
Dish soap?
No.
Oh,
WD-40.
No.
Oh. You have another one.
A hairdryer and microfiber. Melt the wax.
That's actually really
and
funny.
Buff it off.
That's really funny that you say that. So you know how like cars have like badges on the trunk or whatever that say like, you know, the model or whatever. So the way that you're supposed to get that off is floss and a hairdryer.
I totally believe it.
Yeah, that's how you're supposed
floss.
To get that off.
I totally believe it.
Floss mm-hmm. is yeah. better than a blade, I think.
Yes.
Yeah.
yeah.
But what you're supposed to do, just like
we're
dry,
just learning things.
Dry the glue and then just kind of like pull it off really
it off.
Slowly.
Yeah.
yeah. So I think heat has
yeah.
something to do with it.
Yeah. I would try the WD-40 first because I do think that's going to, I think that's going to do it because
mm-hmm.
it does everything.
It does everything.
It's so great. Just do wash it away very well afterwards. And then if that hasn't done the trick, try the hair dryer and the microfiber and kind of like basically kind of be working them at the same time, like, you know, low to medium heat on the hair dryer. You don't want to like blister your
yeah.
car.
I mean, the car is
I mean,
under
it can
the
get
sun.
Hot. Yeah,
yeah,
it can get hot. It's going to be okay.
I think we need to return the wax back to its liquid state.
Exactly.
Is what we need
and
to
then,
do.
And then see if you right. can buff it away. So that would be my suggestion. We have another question that's kind of similar.
Mm-hmm.
Is another sticky thing. But it's from someone very, very special because he's my big boss.
Mm-hmm.
Ryan Brown. You guys know Ryan Brown.
Mm-hmm.
Who heads up business development at GMG or whatever we're calling our
yes, 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 yes.
Is he the one who has the Wagoneer?
Yes,
yes.
The Wagoneer.
He's very cool.
Yeah, we like him.
Cool.
He comes over
him.
And talks to us.
He loves you guys. And Ryan Brown and I have known each other forever, and he's the reason that I'm writing for the inventory now. And actually, that came about one day I was over visiting you guys, and he came up to ask like something about the Wagoneer, and he was like, Jolly, you're here. I need to talk to you. And I was like, what do you need?
I love
like,
your inventory stuff.
He was like, he's like, I need you to write for me. We're doing a new thing. And I was like, sign me up. I'm done. So anyway, that's that.
Well, nice.
She does it all.
Yeah.
Talks, writes.
Cleans.
actually, you know what? Speaking of my inventory thing, I, sidebar, and like, I've never done a car thing for them. And I'm like, this is the time.
What?
Yeah.
So summer's the time.
Summer's the time. Exactly. So it's been my mind to do that. So we'll huddle up and make that happen. Okay, so Ryan Brown asked me this question. Here, Kristen, I'll have you read Ryan Brown's question.
Ryan Brown asks, how do I get duct tape residue off my car door? I have Goo Gone, which I am told is a... bad idea, but have also been told straight olive oil, or better yet, gasoline will do the job. I feel like this is another WD-40.
It is a WD-40.
Yeah.
But I wanted to use this as a jump off to say, do not use Goo Gone.
No.
No.
So Goo Gone, and to a lesser extent, Goof Off, which is very similar, but like specifically Goo Gone, can actually destroy a lot of finishes. It's very good on the things it's safe on, and it will absolutely kill the things it's not safe on. It is not safe on a lot of plastics.
It's safe on glasses, then, is what it sounds like.
Yeah. I would not risk using it on your car because I don't know if it's safe on car paint, on clear coat.
Clear coat is finicky.
Exactly.
It's super finicky.
Just don't even risk it, because it's that damage is not reversible. Like, you can't come back to me and be like, I use Goo Gone in my car. I'll be like, tough shit, I told you not to. Like,
Ryan Brown, don't do it.
You got to throw the whole car out now.
Yeah, you weren't listening to Ask a Clean Person the podcast, and you definitely were not recommending it to a friend, and now that's on you. So yeah, I really wanted to include this question just so I could like say this thing about the Goo Gone. Olive oil will work.
I've heard this.
Gasoline will work. I don't like using it. I just think I don't want you guys fooling around with loose gasoline.
I think that's a bad idea.
Yeah.
Like,
right? I mean,
I'm very nervous.
Like, Justin's laughing over there. I'm like, am I wrong?
I'm having memories, and it's just like, don't put away the gasoline.
Yeah, just don't do it. Don't,
I'm also having memories because I used to play around with gasoline. You shouldn't do it.
Of course you did.
It was for a shoot. We needed fire. And the bright idea was, oh, why don't we put some gasoline on the floor of the drive or the ground of the driveway and light it on fire? And then we got the effect. We're like, okay, cool. And then I was like, now what? And he's like, oh, we should put it out. And I was like, okay, do you have an idea? And he's like, let me just throw this bucket of water at it.
No!
You know the thing with that is gasoline floats on the water, so it just traveled down the driveway.
God, no.
And I was like, oh my God, we're going to die.
Sand or fire extinguisher. You guys don't, please.
We were kids. Don't play with gasoline.
Don't play with gasoline. Mm.
It's very bad. Dangerous.
Don't do it. Just please don't do it. I love you all. I want you to live to see another day and to recommend Ask a Clean Person the podcast to a friend. So yeah, I would just not use the gasoline thing. Olive oil will definitely work.
Mm-hmm.
WD-40 will definitely work.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing goes for both of those, though. If you are going to use them, wash them away with car soap after you're done so that you're not leaving that greasy residue. Especially the olive oil will, like, cook.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it'll be
I have
real gross.
Somewhat of a related question, maybe a myth for you to bust.
Okay.
So I bought a car from CarMax one time,
And
I hated the CarMax sticker on it. So I took the CarMax sticker off. It left sticky residue. And at this time, I was Googling, and it was like, use peanut butter.
I was just going to say, I bet he's going to ask about peanut butter, and I didn't have the stuff on it.
About peanut butter.
Peanut butter will work for the same reason that olive oil will work. So basically, any oil will work. The problem with using the peanut butter is that
you get distracted, and you're just licking your fingers the whole time.
You're just licking the car.
It also comes in chunky, and then like that can scratch.
Yeah, don't use the chunky kind. It's got to be smooth. I just think it's a messier solution. I think the olive oil, when I say olive oil, I also mean any cooking oil can be used. So whatever you have on hand, canola oil, Wesson oil,
grape seed
oil,
avocado.
I wouldn't use your very expensive oils for
right.
this. Don't use your truffle oil. Mm. but really,
then you'll get bears.
will get bears. Which actually, that's another good reason to make sure you wash. If you're going to use
food stuff,
any kind of food stuff on the car, make sure you wash it off so the bears don't come. They probably will anyway, especially if you have a Subaru. But yeah, I just don't think it's as like clean a method as like putting a little bit of cooking oil on a paper towel. Or sorry, actually, don't use it. I stopped myself.
Ooh. Yep.
I stopped myself.
No paper towel.
Put it on a microfiber and buff it away, flip to a clean side of the microfiber, buff it all out, use a little soap, clean it off, dry it with a microfiber, One microfiber is fine. Put it in the wash. You're not going to use chlorine bleach.
I'm so glad you don't think I'm exhausting to hang out with.
Oh my God, I love you.
Because I like say that to, I like say that to normal people and they're like, shut up.
Oh no, I stopped myself and I was like, oh wait, no, I was about to give bad advice. Let me tell you guys the weird thing about paper products. This is actually true of glasses also. Cell phones, tablets, laptop monitors, all the stuff. You never want to use paper products of any kind on them because even the finest paper products, like a tissue, is still a paper product. It still comes from trees,
mm-hmm.
and it will scratch. And, you know, again, it's just an I think, like, I love the way you explain the little scratches and, mm-hmm. like, what it does to the appearance of something over time. It's not like if you clean your eyeglasses with a tissue, you're going to see a big old honking scratch in the thing. What's going to happen is there are going to be tiny little scratches, and over time, it's going to dull the eyeglasses. It's going to do the same thing to your car. It's going to do the same thing to
your... It's going to get cloudy.
Your tablet, your mm-hmm. laptop, all of that stuff. So you just don't ever want to use any kind of paper products for anything that is prone to scratching, even sort of microscopic scratching. You always want to use microscopic.
They add up.
Yeah. Yeah. So. Does add up. Indeed.
How do you feel about getting rid of the power of the fingernail to get rid of, like, the sticky chunks? You know how there's always, like, sort of the chunks of sticker or tape left?
I mean...
Do you want to try to remove as much as possible before you go straight for WD-40, or do you think it'll just take care of it?
I think you're better off just starting with the WD-40 okay. and, like, repeating applications as necessary. I don't like using fingernails for two reasons. The first reason is going to make Kristen really happy. That's going to cause scratching.
Mm-hmm.
The second reason is because I'm a fingernail girl, and even though I break this rule all the time in my own life, like, if you're a fingernail girl, you're not supposed to be using your fingernails as tools. So,
which, by the way, you guys can't see this. Jolie's are a very, very beautiful shade of Cadillac pink.
Thank yep. you. I totally
they're
didn't
very 50s.
I totally didn't even realize I did it when I was doing my nails this morning, but I picked out a shade with, like, a car theme name. And when Kristen came in today, she's like, I love your nail polish. And I was like, oh, thank you. I was like, you'll love the name. It's called Pink Cadillacker. It's so appropriate.
It's, oh,
for this
my
episode.
God. Awesome. It's so cute.
Yeah, but it is very, like, it's pink Cadillac pink, basically. So yeah, I don't love doing that. I mean, bad for your nails,
okay.
bad for the car. You got WD-40 in your life. You know
That's
what
right.
I mean?
I mean, I really, you really need, like, two things in your life. You need microfiber towels and WD-40.
Yep.
You don't need friends.
No.
You don't need to go out. You need alcohol. Okay, so three things.
Three things.
Three things.
Yeah.
But don't put the alcohol can be your on friend. The car. No alcohol
don't put
the
up
car.
The, like, yeah, don't put the alcohol on the car. But you
and
can put the WD-40 on the car.
Yes.
Yeah.
And don't confuse the two ever.
That's been a Jalopnik top tip is the three things you need.
Don't ingest the WD-40. We've had a lot of conversations about consuming vehicle fluids. Jason Torchinski and David Tracy.
I'm trying to decide who is more likely to have consumed vehicle fluids.
Jason, 100%.
And I couldn't decide if it was Jason or David.
David yeah. might have accidentally consumed more, but Jason has, I think, done more on
done
purpose.
It on purpose. Yeah. Explains a lot about him.
Mm.
Did I tell you I went to go visit David in Detroit a couple months ago?
No!
Yeah, I went up there. Okay, so I was like, I'm coming up for a day. I have a few hours to kill. What do you want to do? He's like, well, I can come pick you up. And I was like, great. Where do you want to go?
What? You're like, in which car?
Yeah.
We should
will it have a seat
guys,
for me?
Can you guys explain, in three sentences, can you explain the David Tracy experience to the
I
listeners?
You.
Okay,
it's
so,
tricky. I know. I'm giving you, this is a real challenge.
David Tracy is the son of a military family with a lot of brothers who lives in Detroit and has a 4-speed Jeep transmission on top of his wash machine.
Yeah, that
and has nine other Jeeps in various states of
right.
disrepair, repair.
Right.
And
I was yeah. say,
I think if you put all of them together, you would have one adequately working car.
Mm-hmm.
But all of them separately, different.
He's up to nine.
It might be less. He might have. It's very fast. It mm-hmm. ebbs and flows like the tide. I don't know.
Yeah. Yes.
He just
truly. David Tracy is the tide.
David Tracy builds
them
tide.
Up and then he
it's
gives them out
tide.
Like candy.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah.
So he was like, okay. And without like missing a beat, I had slacked him and like without missing a beat, he's like, let's go to a junkyard. I was like, you know what? Great.
Yeah.
Great. Let's do it. So he picked me up from the airport. We drove like, you know, half an hour, went to a junkyard. It was so fun.
I bet it was fun.
Everything was an exploded view. So have you ever wondered like how a suspension system works? you know, you could go and look on YouTube for like some 3D design like tutorial or whatever. Or you can go to a junkyard and here's one in pieces on the ground for you. Mm-hmm. And just bring someone who knows what they're talking about and they'll point out all the pieces and they'll tell you how it works. It was great.
I love that.
It was so great.
That sounds like the best day. That sounds
it was
like
so fun.
Totally my idea of an amazing day.
Yeah.
And I'm very envious that you got to do that.
We sat in some cars. And there I'm were some cars.
More, I'm even more envious that you got to do it with David because he's the perfect tour guide for a junkyard.
Oh, he's the sweetest.
I love him. I love him. I have to, the next time he's in the city,
I'll call you.
I have to get him on the show.
Yeah.
He gave you good advice, probably for the clean person audience, about what to wear when you visit a junkyard.
Oh, yeah. So when you wear a junkyard, you want to wear coveralls.
Yeah. Yes, that makes
you want to be as covered as possible.
Because he's like, oh, let's go sit in the cars. I was like, David, I don't know if I want to sit in the cars. Like, something could have died in them. There could be lice or like bed bugs or something.
So I just did a thing for the New York Times about lice.
Mm. Oh.
I'm triggered now.
Yeah.
It was a very gruesome article to have to report. Let me tell you.
It's like, especially you think about that stuff when you're like riding the subway and like people are all like in and I'm like.
Yeah. It's messed me up for weeks. I'm not even going to lie about it.
And now, like, they have those rideshare scooters or mopeds or whatever with, like, the helmet and the bucket.
Oh, God, no.
I can't imagine.
That was, like, the one thing. That was the one thing my mother told me.
And, you know, the thing is, the helmet thing really bothers me because people are on these things without helmets, and it's so dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's illegal.
But
you cannot do that.
I didn't realize that there were, like, rent a helmet that were involved in this, and absolutely not under no circumstances.
Fuck that. Yeah.
Should any of you be putting this on your head? You also should not be riding a scooter without a helmet. Don't do it.
Yeah.
No.
Just go out and buy a really cute head sock. You know,
get your own helmet.
Or get your own helmet.
Yeah,
get your own helmet if you're gonna.
Then you can personalize it, or and it's like it fits. I don't know. That was like one of the first pieces of advice my mother gave me was never try on someone else's hat.
Never, ever. So gross.
Mm-mm.
Ugh. The last episode we did was the hat episode about how to wash the hat.
Yes.
We were talking at the top of this episode. And someone today, or yesterday, this I don't know what it was, but like I saw it this morning, tweeted a photo of me of the wash water from his hat. It was like, it was mud.
Yeah.
And I was just like, what were you doing in that? It's fabulous from my perspective, right? Because I love dirty water. But like, I was like, what have you been doing in and with that hat?
What is just like day-to-day wear for 15 years?
So
is that what it was?
Yeah.
I don't know. I had questions. I'll put it that way.
So gross. Your head is dirty.
Your head is dirty. The world is dirty. Your car is dirty.
I feel like your hair is like just a nightmare. Like unwashed hair is probably... Ugh. After like a day of like mowing the lawn and washing your car and like it's probably just
it's
disgusting.
Just pollen in there and bugs.
I tried the no shampoo thing for a month like a couple years ago. Didn't work. Like there's some people who swear by it.
Yeah.
Do you know those people? Those like
I think it very much depends on the kind of hair you have. Like
I have very coarse Asian hair and it does not
work.
It
didn't do it for you.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know
for a while
hair.
In college, and then my forehead started to break out from all the oil. So.
See, I feel like yours would be good because you kind of have like finer hair, and it would probably look okay. Like it would look like that you just like palmed it every morning.
Yeah.
For me, it was like I would wash it with water, and then the top would look okay. But as soon as you like picked it up, it was just like all greasy underneath. So
like its own entire ecosystem.
Yeah, it really was riding around in my head.
I love it. Well, thanks for listening to Ask a Hair Person, the podcast. No, really, on that note, we can wrap this up. You guys, thank you so much for being here. This was so fun. I love it when I have experts other than me in the studio just to break up everyone hearing the same rants from me week after week after week. No, I genuinely enjoy it. And it has been a long time since we've done a Jalopisode. And I have missed you guys. I love you guys. You guys should all be reading Jalopnik. It is just like the greatest site. The manager at my gym is a huge fan.
What?
By the way.
Wow.
And like,
really?
And like,
how did you start talking about that?
And kind of had like a fan moment with me when I said that. I was like, oh yeah, like, you know, I like used to write for them and hoping to go back to writing for them now. And
how did that even come up?
I was like, and they're my buddies and I really like, you know.
That's great.
Care so deeply about all of them and blah, blah. And he was like, what?
Mm-hmm.
That's great.
Yeah. So there you go. People love Jalopnik. Thanks for having me.
It genuinely surprises me every single time.
Come to Jalopnik where teenagers host web
shows. Justin, tell the people the name of your show that you're hosting.
My
ask
show
a teen
is,
car person.
Yeah, it's car time. It's just car time. It's the car time.
Best time.
It's the best time. We're just talking cars.
It's really good. It is really good.
It is really good, and I've been greatly enjoying it, and I love all the video stuff that you guys do. What I'm really hoping that we can do this summer, because we've talked about it in summers past, and then, you know, sort of had to put things on hold, but, like, I do want to get back to our idea of doing car cleaning videos together, because we do have so much fun, and there is, like, a lot of detailing work that we can explain in writing or verbally, but just really is so much better if you show people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So we gotta get back on that.
Let's get Balaban's car. His is dirty.
Cheerios in the back. A lot of spit.
Why are you sighing? Why are you making that face? Why are you shaking your head?
Because I cleaned that car and then he didn't keep it up.
Oh, okay.
Why.
I was like, what?
That's why. Indeed. Yeah. Well, we'll get Balaban's car. And we'll make some.
Well, once I get my video air conditioning fixed, we could do something with mine. I don't want people riding around in it with no AC. I'm a good host.
That's right, you are. But then your car is clean.
I know it is.
So. Well, not with a bunch of sweaty people inside. It won't be
true. Good point.
You know what? I do have something I need you to clean in my car.
Okay. All right.
So we'll talk about it.
I'm excited for it. You guys, that'll do it for this episode of Ask a Clean Person, the podcast. If you like what you heard today, please consider becoming a patron by going to patreon.com/askacleanperson and selecting one of the amazing rewards I'm offering to my listeners. As a reminder, there's going to be no bonus episode with Kristen and Justin because my underpants are still wet and not in a good way. But I promise I will do a bonus episode of some sort this weekend, maybe at Pizza Beach. I would also really, really love it if you would subscribe on Acast, Spotify, or iTunes, leave a rating, and tell your pals about this weird little cleaning show that you love so much. Don't let people throw their hats away.
Mm.
Guys.
Save your marriage.
The slippery slope. Next people are going to be throwing their cars away because they got dirty and they don't know you can clean a car. Come on.
Animals.
All right. Mostly thanks to you guys, my listeners, for joining me for another episode of Ask a Clean Person, the podcast.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.